Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you learn business every single day of the week with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a must-read episode. In our must-read episodes, I share with you a book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur, tell you a little bit about the book, and tell you why you should read it too. Today's must-read is Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. Paul is one of my favorite authors. He's written many books, but this one is known by far as his most successful one. Paul's also a designer, an entrepreneur himself, and I can't wait to share with you why you should read Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. So let's get down to business. Start off by saying that Paul is one of the most interesting people I've gotten to know in the last year. He's done some really creative and interesting work. If you want to check out his work at his website, it's pjrvs.com. Paul was also a guest teacher on the $100 MBA Show. He was episode 15, one of our first episodes. You could check that out at 100mba.net/mba15. One of our most popular guest teacher lessons, actually. So Everything I Know, his book, is a bestseller. He's written a lot of other books that are really great as well. But I wanted to talk about this one in particular because he really just shares everything he knows when it comes to entrepreneurship, building a business, creativity, dealing with clients, and managing yourself as an entrepreneur, managing yourself and getting over some of the fears that we all have when we start out. What I love about this book is that he outlines your journey as an entrepreneur as an adventure. And he talks about some of the things that you're going to have to overcome, obstacles you'll have to overcome on your path in this adventure. He talks about work as sacrifice, about time, managing time, money to start with. He talks about fear quite a bit and how to overcome it. And one of my favorite parts is the flaws of perfection. What I love about this book is that he gives you real life examples, examples of his own life, his own career as an entrepreneur. Just a bit of background, Paul is a designer, a web designer, a graphic designer, and he deals with a lot of clients. So he is an artist by trade, and he admits that entrepreneurship doesn't come naturally to him. It's something that he had to work on, and he has his own style in kind of getting used to being an entrepreneur. And you may subscribe to that style. If you read his book, you might find it comforting if you're kind of a person that, you know, you're not really sure how to promote yourself, how to sell yourself, how to get clients, and you really feel a little bit uncomfortable with that. Maybe it's something that you just don't naturally incline to. Paul's one of those people, and he shares how he kind of figured out a strategy for himself to be able to balance both his art and his business. There's one chapter in particular I just want to talk about, and it's called Craft and Passion. And I want to just read a quick passage from the book that I really like. Paul says, "I don't believe in following your passion. I hate advice, and I hate this horrible advice. Passion is good, but it needs frequent examination. Is your passion motivated by external rewards like fortune and fame, or guided by internal values that you feel at your core? Either way, passion isn't enough. Instead, find your intersection where what you do is meaningful and helps people who are willing to pay for your products or services." He goes on and talks about how to find that intersection of your skills, your experience, and the things you get excited about, your passions. But he dissects this whole concept of just blindly following your passion. This is not a book that you would read very quickly, not because it's a hard read. It's actually a very easy read because it's very personable. But every chapter makes you think. It makes you ponder on what you think about that. Where do you stand with that? What am I doing with that in my life? And it's kind of great to read it with somebody that is maybe involved with you in business, maybe your business partner, or maybe your spouse that's really, you know, supportive and looking at what you're doing in your business and wants to kind of have a glimpse at what you're doing. So a lot of these chapters are great to discuss with somebody else. So the way I read it is I read like 3 or 4 chapters, discussed them with Nicole, and then the next day I did the same thing. I want to outline some of the reasons why I recommend you reading this book. Before that, I got to give some love to today's sponsor, Stamps.com. Getting your mailing and shipping done can seem like a no-win situation. Going to the post office takes up valuable time. Leasing a postage meter is expensive with multi-year commitments and hidden fees. Luckily, I know a better way. Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk using your own computer and printer. Even get special postage discounts you can't find at a post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter, just a fraction of the cost. You can save up to 80% compared to a postage meter, and you'll avoid all the time-consuming trips to the post office. I use Stamps.com myself, sending out thank you letters to people, sending packages, or sending personal letters to my clients. Right now, use my promo code MBA for this special offer. It's a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. This includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else and click on the microphone up top on the homepage and type MBA. That's Stamps.com. Enter MBA. All right, so a few reasons why you should read Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. This is a great book to examine yourself as an entrepreneur. What are you doing as the business owner? It's less about the business itself and tactics, but more about how you can cultivate yourself as a better entrepreneur. He forces you to question some of the things you take for granted, some of the things you actually take as fact. And he made me actually reevaluate myself as an entrepreneur. So you may want to take a look at reading this book with an open mind. Some of the things I'm talking about that he discusses in the book are like learning versus school, money is an evil, jobs versus hobbies, start by stopping. If any of these sound interesting to you, then you really should think about picking up this book. I highly, highly recommend you read Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis. We have a link to the book in today's show notes. You can find that at 100mba.net/mba142. Guys, if you are a listener to the show and want to show your support, take 2 minutes to just give us an iTunes rating and review. I know you've been thinking about it. Just go ahead and do it. To learn how to do that, you can just visit 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Realist 101. Great stuff, 5 stars. I'm a new listener, but I've listened to several shows and downloaded countless more. Omar's a great host and delivers quality information in an easy-to-understand way. I'll continue listening to the show and may even use the concepts I learned to start a business of my own. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Realist 101. And remember, guys, everyone who leaves us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, a community forum, workbooks, a whole lot of stuff. Every week, we give away a free ride. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review to enter our weekly draw. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Sometimes you just got to read a book like Everything I Know by Paul Jarvis because you need to reflect on where you are and where you're going. And this is the type of book that does that. It makes you think about, okay, I've done this so far. This is where I'm heading. Am I on the right path? Is this what I want to do? You got to realign yourself. You got to make sure that you're actually going to the place you want to go as a business person. And Paul really asks a lot of questions in this book that make you really think about this topic, really think about where you're headed. That's why I really recommended this book because it's really, really important to check in, like Nicole likes to say, to check in and see, is everything in order? Is everything the way I want it to be? Or am I kind of unintentionally veering off the path that I actually initially intended to go on? Sometimes we find ourselves veering off and doing things that just really are not what we want to do just because it's the way, you know, the circumstance or the way our business kind of pushed us that way or the other. So give it a read and have an open mind and really think about, what are you doing as a business person? Are you growing as a person? Are you growing as a business? So give it a read and really think about, are you growing the way you want to grow as an entrepreneur? And if not, what are some changes you can make to head back on course? All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.